to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it. Still to come on the program, Catherine Rand and Steve Light. They're from the Institute for the Study of Tribal Gaming at the University of North Dakota. I guess it's pretty self-explanatory by their title what we're going to talk about there. But trying to get some clarity on what happens if a lottery was passed by the voters and to the law, and what they think that would do for the Porch Creek Indians here at their facilities. Also on the program, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. He'll be with us at the bottom of the hour, so please stick around for that. But joining us now, I want to get this next gentleman on. Unfortunate circumstances yesterday with some inclement weather, some tornadoes that hit his district there, Shelby County, Bibb County. State Representative Russell Betzel joins us on the line. Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning to everyone in your part of the state. We are certainly in the aftermath of these strong storms in north central Alabama from yesterday and dealing with the effects of it, and thank you for reaching out to share some information about what we're doing here.
Well, let's start there. Kind of give us the assessment. I guess you've seen a lot of it. What is the picture?
Yeah, let me set it up this way first. And first and foremost, I think in a huge way we dodged the bullet in that in our part of the state, and I know over in Calhoun County they weren't as fortunate where they did have some loss of life, but here in the Shelby County and Bibb County area, minor injuries and no loss of life, which is truly amazing. So certainly, there was a hedge of protection around this part of the state. But yesterday was set up really in two storms. One was the midday storm that traversed through parts of my district over in the west blocked-in portion of Bibb County, causing some property damage there. And then later in the afternoon, sort of the 1-2 punch, let me say this, that first storm went on through Bibb and then into the northern part of Shelby County outside of my district, but certainly with my responsibilities, I'm a first responder here in Shelby County, and we saw a significant hit to the northern part of Shelby County where some very populated areas of our county took a direct hit, causing a lot of substantial damage. Probably seen the photos online. Those have been shared to some homes that just where it's been devastated. And then that 1-2 punch, the second storm that afternoon, another long track, what they believe to be a long track tornado, made its way through Centerville down in the south part of Bibb County and then continued north through some largely unpopulated areas but got into an area of Briarfield, Alabama, which is in northern Bibb County. And then that storm continued on through into Shelby County, which caused some damage outside of Columbiana, the county seat here in Shelby County. And again, very, very fortunate. We didn't have any loss of life. And to this report at this time, the injuries have been fairly minor, all considering.
Yeah, and but I guess it sounds like just more property damage than really any kind of physical injury, which is certainly something that could be replaced.
Well, certainly in situations like this, that is the way we would rather have it. But, and I don't have to tell you this or your audience, along with the property damage comes along the mental aspect of what's going to go on in all of these people's life who have been affected, and how are they going to respond to future storms, any threat of severe weather. What that mentally does to you to lose your property is a very deeply personal thing, and so certainly from our level, state level, we're trying to reach out to our communities and offer any assistance that we can. I've been on the phone this morning with local officials, especially in Bibb County, which is really the largest part of my district, speaking to their EMA director, several of the mayors, the unincorporated areas, reaching out to their volunteer fire chief, just trying to see what we can do to help them. And right now, that's the phase we're in, is initial recovery, disaster recovery, and trying to clean up and really assess. And then we can deal with the more long-term aspects of it as we get days and even weeks out.
Did the all the systems in place function as well as they could have? I suppose the warnings and the reaction and getting mobilized. How has that been?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, I have heard no reports of any systems not functioning correctly. I think under this area, you're looking at the Birmingham TV market. You know, my kudos to all of our media partners in this area who do a fantastic job of coming on the air early. You know, they were on the air even, you know, days and a week ahead of time warning of this potential severe weather threat. And then the day of monitoring all of our media channels here in this area, and they were doing a fantastic job. And then what we all try to do is echo what they're doing through sharing of social media. And then, you know, we encourage just reach out to friends and family. If you know someone who may be not watching TV, that maybe is not on social media, please let them know. So I did speak personally to at least one family yesterday who heeded the warning. They moved from their mobile home into their storm shelter. And after surveying their property, it's a very good thing that they did do so, because if they had been inside their home, they probably could have been a potential fatality.
Now, Representative, whenever, you know, a hurricane or something like that strikes this area, folks in your around your district and probably in your district as well, step up for us. But if folks out here want to help out in any way, can you point them into some places to look?
Yeah, you know, that's the beauty, I believe, of our state that I take great pride in being a lifelong resident of our state, is it always seems like during these times of disaster, we all come together and help in a big way. And so I will tell you specifically to Bibb County, they are working on one unified way to get those donations. If people want to send in monetary donations filtered into the county so they can collect them and then filter them back out. And what I will simply do, Jeff, is just tell everyone to, if they want to jump on and follow my social media, as soon as I get that information, I will post how to do so. We're working possibly with some local churches to be that avenue to distribute it out. So either on Facebook or on Twitter at Russell Bedsoul, if everyone wants to jump in and do that. But I'll also share with you this. The Southern Baptist Disaster Relief Teams are already on the ground. Those will be the men and women possibly wearing the yellow shirts, operating chainsaws out there helping our citizens. Anyone that needs that assistance can reach out to Southern Baptist Disaster Relief. And if anyone in your area, Jeff, feels inclined to make a donation to their cause, you can go to their website, sbdr.org, and you can donate to facilitate those teams being on the grounds in our community. And unfortunately, with where you guys are relative to hurricanes, they'll be in your community at some point in the future. And so this is a good way to sort of neighbor helping neighbor.
Well, Representative, I know you're very busy this morning, but thanks for taking time for us in this listening area.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you. And listen, to all of your listeners, the prayers and support is certainly felt in this part of the state. And any of that is greatly appreciated. And we look forward to being able to repay the favor in the future if we need to.
All right. State Representative Russell Betts.